You were talking about the Gora.
Yeah, Henry.
Henry, yeah, so I know I remember the name now, I remember the man. And
I don't know why he sticks in my memory, but he was just a character, I guess, in the whole thing. Yeah, who was the other one that you mentioned? The other manager? See, we have another McGill. McGill, Ted McGill.
Yeah.
He was a character.
He was married to Trace. And
then we had a guy that was just last, I think, about a year, Freddie Mosier.
Yes.
He was in there for a while.
Well, he was quite an athlete at one time. He was active in the club, paddling and canoeing and everything.
Yeah.
And then he became, what's happened to him? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he moved to the mainland. I couldn't tell you.
No, I liked him very much.
Yeah, he was good.
Because he was one of us.
Yeah, very true.
Can you remember any of the employees?
Maxie?
Oh, Max.
Remember Maxie? Oh, God, he was great. He would get the all of us old members a little extra when he'd go in the kitchen to get an extra scoop of rice and a little more gravy.
Remember Richard?
Richard, yeah, downstairs in the fountain. Oh, yeah, Richard, oh boy.
Anzai?
Yeah, Anzai the bartender. Anzai's Banzai.
As an institute. Incidentally, you know that present budget director appointed by governor, related to him.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
He's the younger brother. You look at him. You look at him, you see my son, you'll see the family resemblance.
I'll remember that.
I was looking at him, I said, he looks like him. Well, let's see.
Anzai lives in Hawaii Kai. Anzai lives in Hawaii Kai.
We do.
He's lives there, yeah. I go to a friend's place, and he's a few doors down, so I walk over and see him. He looks just the same. If he ever wrote a book about us, whom the club members...
He can write for so many of us.
Yeah. Sure could.
Who was the kid that typed up with that?
There were a number of them. I'd say there were a number of them. Okay. One of them was Tommy Hain.
I just saw him in the locker room the other day. I was wondering, I just couldn't think of his name. He's in California.
Another one, I think, was Mark Black. He was up there.
Yeah.
Oh, Ron Sorrell? Was it Ron?
Ron. We really had into the day, and then they became presidents of the club.
Yeah, that's
how about you?
I never made it up there. I was too old, maybe, by that time.
But you made president.
Yes, I made president.
Well, let me ask you a few questions about that, because prior to becoming president, you probably served on a lot of committees. Anyone, could you enumerate the committees you served on?
Well, I think I served on, the only committee I didn't serve on was the, on budget, the club budget. Well, I guess I just didn't have the interest in that, but I've been in every one of the others. And
were you a club captain?
Club captain at the old club and at the new club.
Oh, cool.
That was interesting. That was when we were building the athletic part of the club. It's amazing the different areas that the Outrigger has gone through in athletics. Amazing the different areas the club has gone through in different athletic endeavors.
Yeah.
Like when we first started, we were interested in paddling and canoeing and volleyball, and look at it now, right? Baseball is in it, track and running and all kinds of areas, kayaking. It's just amazing.
50 years, I remember years ago, we used to have a track team.
A track team, right, that's right, we did.
Did you run with that?
No, I didn't.
That was before.
Yeah.
I can remember some of the old, looking through some of the archives and seeing pictures of some of the old.
I think Lex ran for the club.
Yes.
And I think Waldo was in there. Yeah, all the moment. Well, too bad we didn't have Lex stay on with us.
What year were you president?
67? The heck was it I was president? I don't know. So long. 1966, I'm right.
1966?
Yeah, for 2 years, 66. And 67.
Before that, were you treasurer or vice president?
I was vice president, and then I was the treasurer, and I was in every doggone committee that they had before. And I served on the board for 6 years.
6 years? Did you go back on these, did you take an interval and go back on the board?
No.
Well, you're not in the school,
I took my 2 years as president, and that was.
I just felt, you know, you served, you sort of did your duty.
That's right.
That's the younger folks.
Yeah. You most likely have been approached and said, why don't you get back on the board? Why don't you do this? No. Actually, the club seems to work out all right without a board.
Oh, I agree. Let's see. Well, just one thing you haven't mentioned that I know a little bit about you. How about the Wing Dough?
Oh, the Wing Dough. Yeah, that was formulated when I was president of the club. And Bill Brooks came to me and said, hey, we got to start recognizing some of our athletes and really put them into an era where they can have a togetherness, which we always were all in our separate ways and never were together in meetings and helping to build the club athletics. And I said, yeah, that's a good idea. So, excuse me, we got a bunch of athletic members together and put a whole bunch of names together and formed the Outrigger Wing Dough Committee. We meet about two times a year, and we formulate activities that would have to do with athletics, and also we create more athletic activities. That's the idea of the whole thing. And it's sort of like a group of fellows that keep the interest in athletics. There's always a fear in the back of all of our minds, I think, that maybe one day the Outrigger will be a social club. And that was one of the main reasons why we started the Wing Dough.
Well, I think it's a real inspiration to a lot of strive to be recognized.
Yes, that's true.
You certainly deserve recognition.
Well, thank you, Ward.
That's pretty accurate. What was the name of that group that was?
Kamainahui?
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of what this thing was generated from that, the Wing Dough. Yeah, that's partially what it was, really.
Pardon?
That's partially what instigated the Wing Dough, the Kamainahui.
I remember when I was just ready to join the Kamainahui. It was a really, really an honor, you know.
Yeah.
You were the old-timer, Bill. These are the famous guys, the club.
Used to meet over at Bill Hollinger's.
Yeah.
And then at the club.
And then when we moved down here, though, that sort of faded off.
Yeah.
I guess people moved away from the old location and said, well,
yeah,
the new club has to prove itself. But then, of course, the Wing Dough came into being. And
I think there are only 37 members of the Wing Dough.
How many?
37.
37? Uh-huh.
And some years we don't have a pickup sponsor, any Wing Dough members. And in one year we had three, and for 2 years we had zero. So it just depends on outstanding athletes.
Yeah. I want to go back to the move to the new club.
To this club, the present club?
Yeah. Did you serve on any of the committees at that time? You were involved in. I have a recollection that you were very active.
Yes, I was. I was on the building and grounds. And I watched the At that time, the directors of the club, with their shovels, making the first date for the foundation of the club. And that was an experience, because it was a different trend of what the Outrigger Club was going to be. What it was at the old site in 1941, then moving to our new site up here. And there was a great transition at that time, because there were old members that said, we'll never make it, we're not in Waikiki anymore. And the new club will never be the same. And we lost a lot of members because of that. And then I was on a membership drive and went out and called individual old members and explained what we were doing, which way we were going. We wrote letters, we did everything possible. And amazingly, in about 5 or 6 years, we started to see the wheel turn and come back to where we picked up some of the old. We had membership drive, no initiation fee, come back into the club, come and join us. And we picked up a few that way. And then all of a sudden, now that we're into the initiation fee of $5,000 to become a member, there are old members that have been away from us for quite a while that have come back into the fold.
What's the initiation fee now?
I know that the initiation fee for a non-resident member is $10,000, and that's the highest, the reason behind that. And then you only can use the club for 6 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
And the reason behind that is that there would be no initiation fee if you became a regular member. So it's twice the amount of what you would become, what you would pay if you became a regular member. In other words, regular membership is $5,000.
We've been down here now for 31 years.
Yeah, hard to believe.
Hard to believe. A whole new generation.
Yeah, that's right.
One family, Christmas, we were begging people to join.
Yeah. Look at it. Closed membership. I'm on the admitting committee.
Are you still on the committee?
Yeah.
Which committee are you on?
Admitting.
Admitting, you are?
Yeah, admitting and membership.
Oh.
And it always amazes me when I sit down there and the old duck is sitting back there watching the new members come in and apply. And to see the juniors. And you go back and say, my God, you mean to tell me that he has a son that's 22 years old? And here he is applying for membership. It's amazing. It always amazes me.
During your presidency, were there any event that occurred that was interesting, outstanding?
I think the biggest drive that we had during my presidency was trying to get old members back into the club. And we were very worried of whether we would float or sink, really. And it was a hard struggle. That was the biggest thing when I was president. And it was tough. See, we had a very small membership. And they were dropping like flies.
Yeah.
We didn't know which way to go, really. It was a tough, tough trip.
Well, I think it's very interesting. Do you think of any other outstanding events in your tenure of membership that you'd like to have recorded for posterity?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that has happened in my life has been the Outriggers. It was through the club and being associated with the club that I became employed with Carnation Company. It was where I met this man, John Wilkinson, the vice president. It was through my association over the years that had to do with everything that pertained to athletics and to tailing, like with on the Kamalii, that started at the Outrigger. And all sorts of social activities that I became acquainted with started at the Outrigger. And my father, the Englishman, used to always say, I'd have chores to do it Saturday morning, and he'd say, you've got to mow the lawn, and you've got to trim the side of the hedge, and you've got to eat out all sorts of things that I had to do. So I'd take off and go through and finish the whole thing. And I'd say, okay, Dad, I'm going down the Outrigger. And he'd say, that goddamn Outrigger Club.
It's sort of the best thing that happened.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't know.
Well, I share the same feeling. My association goes back many years. I never was a member of my early days. I lived right out in Diamond Head. She was a member. She used to bring me down here.
Yeah.
And I lived 50 years ago.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Well, Tom, this has been very interesting.
Well, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed talking to you. Lord, it brings back a lot of old memories.
Yeah, doesn't it, though? Well, I think I'm very glad that we had you to do it. You've had a remarkable career with the club. Bigger and better things are still to come.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.